la fréquence.
97,5.
OK, Laura. C'est Alif à la radio, Laura, 97,5.
Radio Laura, von Frauen für Frauen auf 97,5 Megahertz.
You're listening to Blazing World on Laura, and today is going to be all about long-form editions, which is an Australian label founded quite recently in 2018, and the premise of it is that every 2 months a batch of 4 releases appears, featuring 4 different artists. And the only restriction that they have, so to speak, is that each release needs to be one single track anywhere between 20 minutes and an hour. And the idea of long compositions is, of course, that you sit with them and immerse yourself in deep listening. But the frequency of the releases and the fact that some tracks are re-released makes the label more of a curatorial space. The label owners themselves call it a gallery of listening as opposed to a traditional label. And the choice of words here is interesting because on the one hand you have the idea of a gallery as a more often than not sort of sterilized place, so in a sense devoid of meaning, which is then filled with meaning through the art present. And as a visitor, you're supposed to wander around, take as much time as you need, thinking, looking, touching, and hearing. But a gallery is also a space of capital storage, obviously, with museums and galleries oftentimes backed by financial institutions, high net worth individuals, and so forth. And artworks being turned into financial instruments to be traded, speculated on. Art being, of course, an asset class. So interestingly, experimental music, as opposed to avant-garde art, has not even nearly reached the same heights, either of financialization or of cultural appreciation, I guess. People might have heard of Jackson Pollock, could potentially even picture what one of his paintings looks like, but not necessarily of Albert Eiler. And there's an entire book written on this premise by David Stubbs called Fear of Music. And the ideas or the question that he asks is, why do we hold avant-garde ideas and the visual arts to such high regard while nonconformist, unexpected, dissonant music still upsets listeners? And his answer is that it partially has to do with this aura of the original, that crowds gather around the Mona Lisa at the Louvre because somehow the belief is that to be close to the piece of art itself will enable one to bask in the mysterious, spiritually nutritious rays emanating from the paintwork. And there is no such equivalent belief with respect to music, because here there is no original. There's nobody owning a single piece of music, even if you own the rights to it. And even master tapes do not have the same cachet as originals in visual art. So there is something really great about how experimental music has evaded this type of commodification. And even if Caterina Barbieri's records are selling upwards of $300, because of course even here you can play the game to a certain extent and create objects, experiences that are in limited supply and can be fetishized. Still, there is no equivalence to the art world, and that's actually kind of great. Or as Stubbs puts it, one of the great reasons avant-garde music needs to exist is that it does not need to exist. So, big tangent, all to say that a gallery of listening is maybe not what we want. Definitely has some very strong negative connotations. For me at least, still the label, long form editions, has gathered together interesting pieces, all the while attempting to fight the algorithmization of streaming music and listeners' increasingly short attention spans. And releases are free, digital, if you have internet. And the best part is that they contain the artist notes to the tracks, which are very interesting to read because you get a short glimpse of how they think about the music and also how they express themselves. The notes are very raw, sometimes super short, sometimes a few paragraphs long, with typos, idiosyncratic turns of phrases, and so forth. So I will play a few recent releases from long-form editions, starting with Sea Lavender, Transient Seclusion.
Thank you.
So that was Sea Lavender, Transient Seclusion, the 72nd release from Long Form Editions. And I should have mentioned that track features binaural field recordings. So it's really interesting to listen to it on headphones because it has this 3D audio effect. So if you liked it and want to have a different listening experience, would definitely recommend putting some headphones on. Next up, another Long Form Editions. As mentioned, all of the tracks today are going to be from that label. And this one is by Celia Hollander. It's called To All Trains. It's actually the last release that they put out. And the piece was originally commissioned by Metro LA as part of a soundscape series. And it sort of takes inspiration from Union Station as the largest terminal hub in the western part of the U.S. And the piece is supposed to begin from the perspective of an individual navigating a crowd in a train station and expands gradually to view the crowd from afar and then wider to the national network of trains and so on and so forth. So Celia Hollander.